我们现在来学习道理，互相勉励。
And so now we will learn about the doctrine for mutual encouragement.
我们看马太福音二十章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 20.
马太福音二十章。
Matthew chapter 20.
第一节。
Verse 1.
我们先把第一节到十六节啊读一遍。
From verse 1 to 16.
马太福音二十章第一节。
Matthew 20, verse 1.
因为天国好像家主。清早去雇人进他的葡萄园做工。第二节。
Verse 2.
和工人讲定一天一钱银子，就打发他们进葡萄园去。第三节。
Verse 3.
约在四处的出去，看见世上还有闲站的人。第四节。
Verse 4.
就对他们说，你们也进葡萄园去，所当给的我必给你们。他们也进去了。第五。
Verse 5.
约在五正和伸出又出去，也是这样行。第六节。
Verse 6.
约在有吃的时出去，看见还有人站在那里，就问他们说，你们为什么整天在这里闲站呢？第七节。
Verse 7.
他们说，因为没有人雇我们。他们说，你们进葡萄园去。第八节。
Verse 8.
到了晚上，园主的对管事的说啊，叫工人多来给他们工资，从后来的起到先来的为主。第九节。
Verse 9.
约在有出雇的人来了，个人得一钱银子。第十节。
Verse 10.
急着那先雇的来，他们以为必要多得，谁知也是各得一钱。十一节。
11.
他们得了，就埋怨家主说。十二节。
Verse 12.
我们整天劳苦受重，那后来的主做一个小时，你竟叫他们和我们一样吗？十三节。
Verse 13.
家主回答其中的一人说，朋友，我不亏负你，你与我讲定的是一钱银子。十四节。
14.
那你的主吧，我给后来的人和你一样，这是我愿意的。十五节。
15.
我的东西难道不可随我的意思用吗？因为我做好人，你就红了眼吗？十六节。
16.
这样，那在后来的要将要在前，在前的将要在后啦。在圣经里面有好几个葡萄园的比喻。
In the Bible, there are many parables that have to do with the vineyard.
那我们早上就是要来学习马太福音二十章啊，这个葡萄园的比喻。
And so this morning we are studying the parable of the workers in the vineyard from Matthew 20.
这里讲到说，天国好像一个葡萄园。
Here says the kingdom of heaven is like a vineyard.
请了很多人啊进去里面做工。
There are many people who are invited as laborers.
那其实从旧约圣经开始啊，神的家园啊，就像一个葡萄园一样。
From the Old Testament time, the house of God is like a vineyard.
以赛亚书五章说啊，神把一块地把它围起来。
In Isaiah chapter 5, it says that God has prepared a field and he has
把石头把它拿掉。
Put fences around it, take it out.
做了一个榨酒池。
The stones and then he has placed
栽种了一个葡萄园。
A vineyard inside.
他说他本来栽种的是那个好的葡萄树。
And at first he had the good vines.
然后后来却结出来有叶葡萄。
Yet there were grapes that were not good.
所以这个葡萄园的园主啊，他就非常的感叹。
And so the owner of the vineyard had sighed.
他说本来是要生长好葡萄，怎么变成野葡萄？
He wanted to have good fruits, but why were the fruits not good?
说那个葡萄园啊，就是以色列家。
And so the vineyard is just like the house of the Israelites.
以色列人本来是神的选民。
The Israelites were the chosen people of God.
神给他们的诫命，给他们很多的恩典。
God had given commandments and many blessings.
但是以色列人后来却背叛神啊，离开神。
Yet the Israelites left God.
所以神说啊，后来要把这个葡萄园啊，把它毁掉。
And so God said that He was going to destroy this vineyard.
那个马太福音的二十一章啊，也讲到一个葡萄园。
And in Matthew 21, there is also another vineyard.
说 这个主人啊，本来栽种一个葡萄园。
That there was a landowner who had a vineyard.
啊，交租给园屋啊，租给人去帮他管理。
He leased it for someone to take care of it for him.
啊，到了收葡萄的时候啊，主人就派他的仆人去，啊，要收葡萄。
And when it was vintage time, then the owner came.
啊，但是这仆人去了以后，有的被杀，有的被打。
Yet there are some servants who were killed or beaten.
有的被用石头打死。
Some were stoned.
后来这个主人说啊，那我就派我的儿子去了。
Then the owner said, "Then well, I'll send my son."
虽然他们不尊重我的仆人，应该也会尊重我的儿子。
If they do not respect my servants, but they should respect my son.
但是没想到那些租葡萄园的园户。
And yeah, when the vine dresser saw the son,
他们说啊，这个是主人的儿子啊，是要继承产业的。
They said, "This is the heir."
我们把他杀掉以后啊，这个葡萄园就变成我们的了。
If we kill him, then the vineyard will become ours.
所以后来这个主人的儿子就被杀了。
And so they also killed the son of the
owner. 后来主人很生气啊，就发兵啊，把那些园户统统把他们除掉。
The owner was very angry, and so he destroyed all the people.
啊，其实这也是谈到以色列人。
This is also about the Israelites.
因为他们本来是神的选民。
They were originally the chosen people of God.
虽然神借着众先知啊，一直给他们传警告。
Even though God has sent many prophets to warn them.
他们不但不听啊，很多的先知啊都被他们杀害了。
Not only did they not listen to the prophets, but they also killed many of them.
后来神的儿子耶稣基督啊，亲自来到世界。
And then the Son of God Himself, Lord Jesus, came to the world.
但是这些啊，犹太人又把他定罪，把他。啊，钉死在十字架上。
Yet the Jews crucify him.
啊，所以说啊，神要发兵啊，跟他们讨罪，然后把这个葡萄园啊交给其他人，能够结果子的园户。
And so God will destroy these people, and He will give the grapes to someone else.
所以圣经里面说啊，以色列人因为他们得罪了神。
And so because the Israelites have offended God.
所以这个恩典啊，就临到了我们这些外邦人。
And so His grace has now been given to the Gentiles.
所以神现在把这个葡萄园啊，就是交给我们来管理。
And so God has given us this vineyard to take care of.
所以我们每一个服侍神的人啊，我们都能够受洗成为神的儿女。
So that every one of us who believe in Him, then we may be baptized and become His
children. 因为能够承受将来天上的产业。
Because we will inherit what is in heaven.
但是我们也是神家里面呢、啊，神的忠心的仆人。
And we are also the faithful servants in His house.
啊，神也召我们来啊，啊来管理这个神的葡萄园。
And God has created us so that we may take care of His vineyard.
那、啊、所以我们想从这一段圣经里面呢、啊。啊、来谈一些、啊、教训，互相勉励。
And so from this passage, there are some teachings that we can use for mutual encouragement.
所以呢，这个主人他的葡萄园呐，非常的大。
Because this is a very large vineyard.
啊，所以他必须啊，请很多很多的人呐、啊，进到这个葡萄园里面来工作。
He had to hire many people to work in the vineyard.
所以我们知道，我们的神呐、啊，是上天下地的神。
We know that our God is God of heaven.
说天上地下一切的权柄啊，都掌握在他的手里面。
All the authority of heaven and earth are in His hands.
所有的尊贵、荣耀、权柄、能力都在他的手里面。
And all the glory and the honor is in His hand.
所以他是一个丰富啊，还有权柄的一个原主。
And He is God who is abundant and full of authority.
啊，他的葡萄园呐、啊，就是这个教会。
And the vineyard is this church.
啊，我们就是这个葡萄园里面的工人。
And we are the laborers in this vineyard.
啊，这有的人呢、啊，啊，很早就一大早啊，就说这个主人呢、啊，一大早六点去请工人。
And so very early, this landowner went out for laborers.
啊，然后到了九点了、啊，还是继续请工人进来。
And even when it was the ninth hour, he still had more laborers.
到了中午十二点。
And then when it was by noon.
下午三点。
Three in the afternoon.
啊，混了好几批次啊，请了很多的工人。
There were many times that he went out for more laborers.
啊，就到了晚上黄昏五点的时候。
And then in the evening when it was about 5 p.m.
啊，主人发现说有些人呐、啊，怎么还闲站不做工
？The landowner realized that there were some people who were idle.
他说你们怎么整天啊都在这里啊都不做事啊。
And he asked, why were you standing there idle the whole day?
那些工人说因为没有人请我们做工啊。
The people said, no one hired us.
主人说来来来进到葡萄园里面做工。
And so he said, you also go into the vine.
结果五点啊进去到了六点的时候啊就要收工了。
And when the evening had come, then it was 6 o'clock for them to end the labor.
收工的时候，园主就叫那个管事的说，发工钱。
Then when it was time, the owner told his steward to give the wages.
因为当时他们都每天工作啊，到了晚上就发工资。
Because at the time they would labor during the day, and by night they would receive
the
wages.
那个工钱也不可以留到第二天呐。
So the wages would not be left until the next day.
这个就从那个最晚进去的人开始发。
And it was beginning with the last people.
结果就发一块钱。
And everyone had received one denarius.
结果每一个人都发一块钱。
And everyone received one denarius.
那个从早上六点就去做工的人。
So there were those who were there from 6 in the morning.
他们本来想说，他们做一个小时就都花一块钱呐。
And they thought that those who had worked 1 hour would only receive one denarius.
我做了12个小时啊，我应当啊得到更多的钱才对。
I have worked for 12 hours, so I should receive more.
但是没想到也是跟他一块钱。
Yet they didn't realize that they all received the same amount.
所以这些人就很不满了，就抱怨了。
So these people were complaining.
为什么人家做一个小时也得一块钱？
Why is that? They only work for 1 hour, they receive one denarius.
我整天在这里受苦劳碌啊，也是得一块钱。
I have toiled and labored here for 12 hours, but I only receive one
denarius.
那觉得
主人很不公平。
And they felt the landowner was unfair.
主人说啊，朋友啊。
Then the owner said, friend,
我没有亏待你哦。
I am doing you no wrong.
因为你跟我讲的是你要帮我做工啊，我给你一块钱。
You told me that you would labor for me and I would give you one denarius.
因为是你跟我讲好的啊。
We have already discussed this.
所以你帮我做一天工，我给你一块钱，我没有亏待你。
And so now that you have worked for me for a day, I am doing you no wrong.
别人虽然做的时间短，但是我也要给他一块钱，这是我愿意的啊。
Even though other people have worked for less time, but this is what I'm willing to do.
所以你就拿着你的一块钱走吧。
So you take your denarius and leave.
主耶稣讲了这个比喻到底有什么样的意思？
And so what does Lord Jesus mean when he is saying this parable?
为什么主耶稣要讲这样的比喻？
And why did Lord Jesus speak this parable?
因为当时啊，门徒问主耶稣一句话。
Because at the time, the disciples asked Lord Jesus something.
彼得问主耶稣说啊，我们已经把所有的东西都背弃掉了。
Peter said that we have forsaken everything.
我们现在来跟随你，我们将来要得到什么呢？
Now that we are following you, what shall we receive?
因为他们本来是渔夫啊，打鱼的。
Because people like Peter were fishermen.
所以你打鱼啊，一去卖，你就能够得到一些工钱来维持你的生活啊。
When you fish and then you sell the fish, then you can receive wages.
耶稣说啊，你来跟从我，我要让你得人好像得鱼一样。
Lord Jesus said, follow me and I will make you fishers of men.
那他们跟随耶稣啊，耶稣也没有每天发工钱给他们啊。
And when they were following Jesus, Jesus did not give them wages every day.
所以他们就问主耶稣啊，我们什么东西都背下来了。
And so they asked Lord Jesus, we have forsaken everything.
我们现在一直跟随你啊，我们要得到什么？
Now that we are following you, what shall we receive?
他们为着自己的前途，为着自己的生活啊，还有点担忧了。
And so they were a bit worried about their own life and future.
耶稣说，我实在告诉你们。
And Lord Jesus said, I truly tell you.
说跟从我的人啊，将来在复兴的时候啊，要跟我坐在宝座上审判以色列12个支派。
Whoever follows me will also sit on the thrones in heaven and judge along with
the 就是要跟主将来跟主同作王。
And to become kings with Lord Jesus.
还有说啊，为我背下一切所有的。今生得百倍，来世得永生。
And those who forsake everything will receive 100-fold this in this life, but even more in the next.
所以你们虽然呢，看起来好像为我牺牲很大，但是你们将来的赏赐是更大的。
And so it seems that now we have sacrificed much, but we will receive even greater rewards.
今生得百倍。
And in this life, we will have 100-fold.
来世得永生。
In the future, we will have eternal life.
主耶稣后来又加上了一句话。
And then Lord Jesus also said,
但是你们要注意啊，很多灾前的将来变成灾后。
But you will you need to be watchful because there are those who will be in tribulation.
啊，在后的将来要变成在前的。
The first shall be last, and last shall be first.
所以，因为彼得问耶稣说：“我们跟随你，我们要得到什么？”
And so Peter asked Lord Jesus, "What shall we receive now that we are following you?"
所以后来主耶稣才跟他们讲了这个葡萄园的比喻。
And this is why Lord Jesus said the parable of the vineyard.
所以从这个葡萄园的比喻啊，我们可以学习到几个教训。
And from this parable, we can learn several teachings.
第一个就是我们能够蒙神拣选，有机会服侍神，就是一种大恩典。
The first is that it is a great blessing that God has chosen us to work for Him.
所以我们本来是跟神没有关系的，是称为外邦人的。
Because we were once called Gentiles and we had nothing to do with God.
跟神所应许的所有福分，我们称为局外人。
We were actually out of all of the promises of God.
但是神的慈爱临到我们，把我们从世界当中把我们拣选出来。
But out of the world, God has chosen us.
所以要把天上来的各样属灵福分来赐给我们。
And He will give us all spiritual blessings.
所以这个恩典是白白要赐给你的。
And this is a grace that is freely given to us.
这本来我们是不配的。
We were unworthy of this.
所以我们一个人能够得到恩典啊，这是能够得到拣选，这是一种很大的恩典。
That we can be chosen and be called, this is a very great blessing.
我们蒙了拣选以后，我们又有机会来服侍神做工。
And after we have been chosen, we are also called to serve.
这不在乎我们的行为，不在乎我们人的努力。
Not because of our deeds or our own works.
因为这个是神把恩典白白赐给你。
Because God is freely giving you this grace.
所以我们有机会啊，服侍神，我们要常常存着感恩的心啊。
And so if we have the opportunity to serve him, then we need to often be full of thanksgiving.
所以保罗说啊，我神的恩典啊，是格外的丰盛。
And so Paul has said that the grace of God is very exceedingly abundant.
我本来是一个罪魁啊，逼迫教会，抵挡神啊。
I was the sinner of sinners and persecuted churches and members.
没有想到神来借着荣光呼召我。
Yet God had used his light to shine on me.
让我能够认识他。
So that I may come to know him.
他又看到我是一个忠心的人。
And he saw that I'm faithful.
能够派我来服侍他。
And so he sent me to serve him.
所以他说啊，神的恩典啊，实在太丰盛了。
And so he said that the grace of God is truly
too abundant. 我们本来都是不配的。
We were all unworthy.
没有想到神的爱啊，这么大临到我们身上。
Yet the love of God is so great that it came upon us.
所以我们只有存着感恩的心啊，来服侍神。
And so we can only have a heart of thanksgiving to serve God.
所以不管你什么时候蒙神蒙拣选进到神的家。
So whenever it was that you were chosen by God to come to his house.
有的人在很早就进到神的教会。
Some people came to the church of God early on.
有的人啊，可能在幕后啊，这个恩典门快要结束的时候啊，让他进来。
Some people perhaps came in near the end when the gates of mercy is about
to close. 所以有的人啊，是很早，一大早六点啊，就进到葡萄园工作了。
And so some people have been working from 6 a.m.
有的是中午进来的。
Some came at noon.
但是也有是五点才进来的。
And still some came at by 5 in the evening.
赶上最后一班车的。
Just about the last train.
所以我们看到有些孩子哦，出生了以后没有几天啊，我们就带他去受洗。
For example, we know that some children, when they are just born and infants, they are baptized.
所以他们一生一世啊，有神的恩典跟他们同在。
And throughout their life, they have the grace of God abiding with them.
这是很大的恩典。
And this is a great blessing.
当然也有人啊，是到晚年的时候才来信主。
Yet there are also some people who come to believe when later, much later in life.
我曾经帮一个92岁的老人家信施洗。
I once helped the baptism for someone who was 92 years old.
虽然年纪大了，又退休来美国。
After they had retired and came to the States.
跟着孩子住在一起。
And was living with your children.
孩子是我们教会的执事。
And the children is the child is a deacon.
一直鼓励爸爸说啊，你要赶快来信主受洗哦。
And he kept encouraging his father to come to be baptized.
虽然他来教会，但是一直都不受洗。
Even though he came to church, he never wanted to get baptized.
后来他的女儿一直告诉我。
And then finally, his.
爸爸年纪这么大，你要鼓励他受洗哦。
His daughter kept telling me that my father is so old that you need to encourage him to be baptized.
我就去问他。
And so I asked him.
说你要不要受洗？
Do you want to be baptized?
他说我没有办法跪下去啊。
He said I can't kneel.
因为我曾经发生车祸。
Because I was in an accident.
啊，所以我这个大腿的地方有一根钢钉在那里。
So there is a metal piece in my leg.
啊，我说啊，不用了，受洗哈，我们可以找一个水比较深的地方，你跪不下去没有关系。
And I said it's okay because for baptism we'll just look for a deeper part of the beach.
啊，我们可以比较深的地方啊，来为你受洗。
And we can go deeper into the water and then baptize you.
啊，后来他就答应了。
And then he agreed.
感谢主，92岁受洗。
And so thank God he was baptized at age of 92.
啊，一直到96岁啊，主耶稣召他回天家。
And then when he was 96 years old, and
啊，非常的高兴。
God had called him home.
全家人啊，也得到很大的安慰。
He was very joyful, and his family was very comforted.
啊，我们也看到说，有的人在晚年呢、啊，已经快离世之前呢、啊，啊，才受洗的。
And so we also see that there are some people who are about to pass away.
啊，都好像快要收工了。啊，然后才进到葡萄园工作的。
Then they're baptized, so it is like the laborers who came when it was about when they were about to end the labor.
啊，那不是不管是你是先来的后到的。
But it doesn't matter whether you came early or later.
不管你是年轻的信主或晚年才信主。
Whether you're a young believer or much later in life.
我们进到神的葡萄园，我们大家享受神的恩典啊，都是一样的。
We're all enjoying the same blessings in the vineyard of God.
所以，我们既然能够进到神的恩典当中啊，我们就要心存感恩呐、啊，啊，来服侍神。
And since we can all enjoy this grace from God, and so we should be joyful to serve God.
啊，这是我们第一个应当有的精神，就感恩的心呐、啊，啊，来侍奉神。
This is the first thing that we should have to have a heart of thanksgiving to serve God.
啊，第二个教训呢、啊，就是要存着信心呐、啊，啊，来服侍神。
The second teaching is to serve God with faith.
第一批进来的人呢、啊，跟主人讲好。
The first laborers had told the owner,
我替你做工，你要给我一块钱。
I will work for you for a denarius.
啊，主人说好，你帮我做工啊，我给你一块钱。
And the owner agreed that I will give you a denarius.
啊，这一大早就进去做工了，他虽然一天到晚了非常努力。
And so throughout the day he worked very diligently.
啊，他努力的目标就是希望我今天做了一天工以后，我将来到晚上的时候可以得到一块钱。
And the purpose for working so hard is that by the end of the day, he will receive the denarius.
因为这是他做工的目的，为着那一块钱。
This is his purpose to work for that money.
啊，第二批以后的人呢、啊、
？Then the second people.
主人叫他说：“你进到我葡萄园做工。”
Lord Jesus told him to work in his vineyard.
啊，他们也没有跟主人谈说：“我替你做工啊，你要给我什么样的报酬？”
But they did not discuss the rewards they would have.
啊，主人也没有跟他讲好工价。
And the owner also did not say about the wage.
说你替我做工啊，啊，我该给你的，我不会亏负你，我会给你们。
And he said, "You go into the vineyard, and whatever is right, I will give you."
所以这些人呢、啊，就凭着主人的话，啊，就为主人做工。
And so these people are working just based on the words of the owner.
他们信任主人。
They trusted the owner.
啊，以主人呐、啊，给他多少，他就满足了。
However much is given, then they will be satisfied.
所以他们不是为着那个工价在做工。
So they are not laboring for the money.
而是因为啊，主人叫他们过做工啊，啊，他们就在那边服侍主人，替主人做工。
But because the owner is telling them to labor, so they are working for him.
啊，然后他们呐、啊，知道说、啊，我这样做工啊，虽然我没有跟主人讲好价钱，主人一定不会亏待我的。
And so they know that even though they did not discuss the wages, but whatever is right, they will be given.
所以他们是凭着信心啊，在做工的。
And so they are laboring with faith.
啊，虽然他们不讲价钱呐、啊。
Even though they did not discuss the wages.
到后来他们所得到的，他们没有出亏啊。
Yeah, in the end, whatever was right was given to them.
所以我们在服侍神呐、啊，不要有其他的一些目的啦，或者斤斤计较啦。
And so when we are working for God, we should not have ulterior motives or try to think
about 比如说、啊、你如果当一个专职的工人
For example, if you are a full-time worker
你不要说、啊、我一定要什么样的待遇啊我要什么样的福利 啊我要一年 几天的休假
Do not think about what kind of vacation days you should have or what kind of benefits you need to have
虽然你斤斤计较啊但是不会得的更多啊
When you are so calculating, you will not necessarily
see 有的人是存着感恩的心在服侍神的
Some people are serving God with a heart of thanksgiving
啊默默的工作都不谈这个什么薪资待遇福利啊
，working diligently and quietly and not worrying about certain benefits or
但是知道说神的赏赐啊是大的
details of the job, but they know that the rewards from God will be great.
做工得工价, 这是应当的。
Because when you labor, then you will receive wages.
尤其我们的神啊, 他是慈悲怜悯的神啊, 绝对不会亏待的。
Especially our merciful God, He would never fall short on our
promise. 我们虽然不是专职的工人,
even though we are not full-time workers,
但是我们在神的家里面所做的工作啊, 说不会徒劳, 不会落空的。
But the work that we do in the house of God will not be in vain.
虽然撒种浇灌的都算不得什么。
Even though we are just watering and planting seeds.
但是说要按照你做工的功夫啊, 来得到工作的赏赐。
We will receive the wages based on the work we put in.
所以你做工的果效会随着你。
And the effects of your work will follow you.
将来在神的面前啊, 就能够得赏赐。
So that in front of God, then you will be rewarded.
所以保罗说啊, 我们应当啊, 站立得稳。
And so Paul said that we need to stand firm.
啊, 然后常常竭力做主工。
And to often work for the Lord.
啊, 你们为主所做的工作, 绝对不会徒劳。
And all the work that you do for God will not be in vain.
提摩太后书又说啊, 劳力的农夫啊, 一定先得粮食的。
And in 2 Timothy, it says that the farmer who has worked hard will be fed first.
农夫虽然很辛苦在耕种,
farmers work very hard.
当然是存着信心啊, 存着盼望在耕种。
They work in faith.
还有人他知道说我现在劳苦了，又将来有一天收成嘛。
Because they know that they are laboring hard now, but they will soon harvest.
啊，我就能够享受那个劳苦的成果。
And then they will enjoy the fruit of their labor.
所以劳农劳力，啊，第一个享受成果就是自己。
And so when the farmers are working, the first that enjoy that reap the harvest are themselves.
所以圣经勉励我们呢，也要效法这个劳力的农夫。
And so the Bible has encouraged us to also be the
hardworking. 在神的家里面殷勤做工啊，第一个享受成果的、享受福气的，就是你自己。
The hardworking farmers that when we are working in the house of God, then the first to enjoy the fruits of the labor are ourselves.
所以我们要凭着信心啊。 来多多的服侍神,
so we have to work often for God.
常常竭力做主工,
in faith and often work diligently for.
我们在服侍神啊, 虽然表面上啊, 你不是为名, 不是为利,
and during our servitude is not for any status.
啊，但是神不会亏待你,
but God will not fall short.
将来一定按照你工作的 功夫啊，给你应得的赏赐。
And he will certainly reward you based on the effort you put in.
我们看到第一批的工人啊, 他们为着得到一块钱。
The first laborers wanted to receive the denarius.
所以他们是为着那一块钱在工作的。
And so they worked for that denarius.
啊, 所以非常的劳苦, 但是为着那个报酬。
They worked very hard, but they worked for the money.
所以有时候在工作当中啊, 就有一些啊, 心理上的不是很正确的啊, 方向。
And so sometimes during work, we might not have the right direction.
尤其是我们在神的家里面工作,
especially when we are working in the house of God.
就是为着要完成神都给我们的使命。
The purpose is to complete the commission that God has given us.
好像你在葡萄园里面工作,
just like working in the vineyard.
最主要的目的不是为着你那一块钱。
The most important purpose is not for that denarius.
怎么样大家同心啊, 啊, 把这个 主人的葡萄园啊, 把它经营好, 啊, 把这个 成果啊，把它收成好。It
is how we can all work together to manage the vineyard and to have good harvest.
啊，但是你为着一块钱。If
you're working for the denarius,
你会常常看到，哇，他工作啊，啊，做得那么少，啊，又得到那么多。You
may compare and see, how come he only works so little, yet he receives so much.
啊，有的时候觉得人家你能力也不好啊。 啊，你为什么跟我得到一样的代价？
Or think your abilities are not as good as mine. How have we received the same?
所以常常把自己的工作啊跟别人去做比较。
So that we will often compare our own work with others' work.
所以有时候啊，常常为了工作啊，有时候会表现自己。
And then many times in order to show off,
we
would try to outperform others, and we cannot understand the heart of the owner.
啊，有时候跟人做在做比较。
Or we would compare it with other people.
所以处处啊，就显出啊很多不和谐的地方。
And then there would not be good cooperation.
啊，所以我们做工啊，不是为着得到一些利益来做工的。
And so we are not working to have some benefits.
我们是为着这个葡萄园的主人啊，能够共同啊，来达成主人的心愿。
We are all working together to help and to satisfy their owner.
我们今天在神的家里面也是一样。
And this is the same in the house of God.
他说神把神这的圣灵看教会的需要，把各样不一样的恩赐啊，分赐给每一个不一样的人。
And through the Holy Spirit, God has given everyone according to their gifts.
啊，有的人呢、啊，很会安慰劝勉人。
Some people are good at encouraging others.
有的人会讲道理造就人。
Some people can speak sermons and edify others.
啊，有的人很有爱心啊，啊，关怀别人。
Some people are very loving and caring for others.
所以每一个人，每一个人的恩赐都不一样。
And everyone has different gifts.
好像我们人一个身体啊。啊、有各样不一样的器官。
Just like us, the human body, there are many organs.
啊，每一个器官、啊、都有它的功能。
They all have their own functions.
啊，来发挥它的功能啊，啊，让整个身体就健全起来了。
And when all the organs are functioning, then the body is healthy.
啊，手不能够对脚说，哎、啊，你怎么这样走路？
The hand would not speak to the foot. Why are you walking like
that? 我们眼睛啊，也不能够看不起其他的地的肢体啊。
The eye should not look down on the other members.
因为每一个肢体，每一个肢体都有它的功能。
Because every member has its function.
虽然每一个人的恩赐都不一样。
Even though everyone has different gifts.
但是神对我们的要求啊，也不是要求我们都是一致的。
God does not require the same for us.
所以有的人呢、啊，啊，主人给他5000两的银子。
And so some have been given five silvers.
啊，有的给他2000的，给他1000的。
Some were given 2 and some 1.
虽然每一个人所领到的这个责任都不一样。
And so everyone has received different responsibilities.
啊，那当主人回来的时候，要跟他们算账。
Then when the master returned, he needed to speak to his servants.
那个领5000的主人就要他5000。
The one who has received 5, the master would demand 5.
结果他赚了5000回来，主人就称赞他。
And he earned 5, and so the master praised him.
那领2000的他也是交出了2000。
The one who received 2, he also earned 2 more.
主人也为他高兴啊。
And so the master was also.
说你虽然在不多的事上这么忠心、啊。
And so, even though the master gave him less, but he was faithful.
啊，我也要把更多的事情给你管理，啊，也要让你进来享受主人的丰富。
And so now he will give him more to take care of, so that he can also enjoy的 abundance from the master.
但是那个领1000的就把他埋葬起来了。
But the one who only received 1 silver had buried it.
不是因为他领的少。
Not because he received less.
而是因为他领了1000以后，没有再去赚1000。
But because after he received the 1, he did not earn 1 more.
而是把他的1000啊，又土把他埋起来了。
Yet he buried it in the ground.
所以没有尽到他该尽的本分啊，所以主人就责怪他。
He did not fulfill his responsibilities, and so the master rebukes him.
所以就是神告诉我们每一个人的恩赐能力啊，才干都不一样。
And so God has given us different gifts, talents.
那神对我们的要求也是不一样。
And so God has also different requirements.
所以主要我们了解我们自己的恩赐。
And so as long as we understand our gifts,
已经尽到了你的本分了，神就喜悦了。
If you have fulfilled your responsibilities, then God will be joyful.
啊，所以在四世纪里面说啊，啊，有葡萄园里面有很多各样的树。
And so it's written that there were many vines in the grapevine.
有橄榄树、无花果、葡萄。
Or in the garden there are different types of trees. There were the fig trees.
啊，这个橄榄树啊，他就说、啊、我就是这橄榄。
Or an olive tree, and the olive tree said, "I will bear olives."
无花果就说、啊、我就是结那个非常甜美的无花果。
And the fig tree said, "I will bear fruit to figs."
葡萄树说我就是结最好的葡萄。
And the grapevine said, "I will have the best grapes."
啊，让众人能够得到喜悦。
So that all will be joyful.
所以他们每一个人呢、啊，都知道他们的恩赐能力。
And so everyone knew their abilities.
啊，然后去发挥他们肢体的功能。
And they were able to fulfill their responsibilities.
啊，说神就喜悦了。
And so God would be delighted.
啊，所以我们在教会里边也是一样。
This is the same in church.
我们要知道神给我们的恩赐是什么。
We need to know what is the gift that God
gives. 不是要跟别人比较。
Not to compare with others.
尽你的本分，大家彼此相合作。
Fulfill your responsibilities and work together.
啊，同心合作来完成神家的事业。
And with one heart to complete the work for God.
啊，最后一个教训就是说，我们在服事的工作当中啊，要非常的谨慎警醒。
The last teaching is that during our servitude, we need to be very watchful.
因为主耶稣特别交代说啊，有很多人在前的，将来要变成在后。
Because Lord Jesus mentioned that many who were last will be first.
啊，在后的将来要变成在前。
And the first will be last.
我们一方面在服侍，一方面要注意自己的灵修。
As we are serving, we also need to watch out for our spiritual cultivation.
让我们一方面服侍神啊，啊越服侍啊越感恩，啊我们所得到的恩赐越来越多。
So that as we are serving, the more we serve, the more thankful we are, and the more blessings we will receive.
要在我们服侍当中啊，侍奉当中一起的成长。
And during our servitude, we can grow together.
啊，不能够自满自足啊
！And not to just be content.
不要说我已经啊信主很久了，我道理样样精通了。
To say that I have believed for so long that I know everything about the truth.
我已经为神做工做了好多了，我已经够了。
I have worked so much for God that this is enough.
啊，如果我们啊产生那个自满自足的心啊，我们就没有办法进步。
If we have become content with what we are doing, then
你不进步啊，啊就会后退。
We will not improve, and if we do not improve,
所以虽然有的人呢、啊，后来才信主，后来一开始啊，起步比较晚。
Then we will fall behind. For example, the Israelites, there were some who came later.
啊，来来来，一族的努力往前。
And who were walking in the wilderness, and then they.
啊，结果你都停留在那里，结果越来越退步。
But then if you remain stagnant, then you will fall behind.
所以在前的后来就变成在后了。
So then the first became last.
啊，在后的后来就变成在前。
The last became first.
所以我们常常听到那个龟兔赛跑的故事啊。
And for example, we know the story of the tortoise and the hare.
哇，兔子很会跑啊，一直跳。
The hare is good at running, so it kept running.
啊，接着说啊，你看我一下子就跑这么远呐。
And thought to himself that I am so fast, and now I'm already by the end.
啊，你看乌龟啊，慢慢爬那么慢。
The tortoise is slow.So it was crawling.
结果他就大意啊，在树下就躺着休息，就睡着了。
So then the hare was careless, and so he fell asleep by the tree.
但是这个乌龟啊，虽然爬得慢了、啊，但是一步一步慢慢的爬。
Even though the tortoise is slow, but it walks steady.
但是最后他就跑到终点了。
And then in the end, he goes to the end.
所以这个告诉我们呢、啊，我们在信仰的道路上啊，我们不要退步。
So it tells us that during our faith, we cannot fall behind.
我们要不断地一直的前进。
We need to continue to move forward.
所以保罗说，我不是说我已经得到了。
Paul is not saying that he has already received.
不是说我已经够了。
Not that this is enough.
我是向着前面的标杆啊，一直的奔跑。
He is running towards the goal.
啊，一直要跑到啊，领受主耶稣基督的奖赏为止。
And he will continue to run until he receives the rewards from Jesus.
所以还没有到主耶稣的面前领受奖赏，都没有一个人可以说我已经够了，我已经得到了。
If we have not yet seen Lord Jesus right in front of us, then none of us should be able to say that this is enough.
所以赛跑的人呢、啊，有的人一开始跑得很快，有的中途跑得很快。
And so during a race, there are some people who are fast in the beginning or during the middle.
但你没有跑到终点，你就失掉奖赏。
But if you do not reach to the end, then you will lose on the rewards.
所以圣经里面说，事情的终局啊，强过事情的起头。
And so the Bible has said that the ending outweighs the beginning.
所以我们最后看的就是看终点。
We need to look at the ending point.
你是不是能够跑到终点，能够领受奖赏
？Whether or not we can reach the end for the reward.
啊，所以我们不要说我信主很久了，我道理懂很多了。
So we should not say I have believed for so long that I know many teachings.
我们没有一个人可以自夸。
None of us can boast about ourselves.
所以诗篇九十二篇里面说啊。
And so Psalm 92 says.
说那个。那个橄榄树啊，虽然有的几百年哦，上千年的橄榄树。
There might be olive trees who are hundreds or thousands of years old.
啊，虽然呐、啊，养虽然那么久了，但是还是常常都是青的，还是一样的不断的结果子。
Even though it is so old, but it is still bearing fruit.
所以，同样的啊，我们每个人都是这样。
This is the same for all of us.
耶稣亚年纪非常大的时候啊
，When Joshua was very old，
他说我已经年纪老迈了。
He said I am now old in age。
但是还有很多啊，还未得到的土地。
But there's still much land I have not received yet。
因为神给他的使命就是说，你要把以色列人带到迦南地。
God's command for him is to bring the Israelites to the land of Canaan。
啊，你要把土地征战得到以后。
And until you have conquered all the land,
然后把它分配给以色列人
and then distribute it among the Israelites.
啊，虽然征战七年，你又得到土地了
And so after 7 years, even though they had received land,
但他已经年纪很大了
And he had become much older.
还有很多地方啊，都还被那个迦南人占领啊
But there are still many places that were led by the.
还有很多以色列人呐，他们还不情愿呐，不去拿得到他们的土地呀。
And there are many Israelites who are still unwilling to conquer the land.
所以他说我已经来年纪老迈了。
And so Joshua said that I am now old in age.
但是呢，却还有很多呢，还没有得到的土地。
But there is still much more land we have not received yet.
所以他就叫人说，赶快去测量那些土地。
And so he told people to look out, and look at the land.
叫以色列人几个支派说，来抽签。
And for the Israelites to cast lots.
啊，抽签了以后，赶快去把那个没有得到的土地把它得到。
And after they cast the lots, and they went out to conquer more of the land.
啊，这个在我们属灵上来讲也是一样。
This is the same for us in our spirituality.
我们虽然信主很久。
Even if we have believed in,
或者是我们年纪大了。
In God for a long time, or we are
old in age. 但是我们还有很多啊未得之地。
There is still much land that is not conquered yet.
我们有时候灵性还不完全。
Sometimes our spirituality is not yet
complete. 啊，有时候还会发脾气。
Or sometimes we still have a bad
temper. 啊，有很多的不满。
We still have many things we're not
satisfied with. 很多的抱怨。
Many complaints.
啊，这个都是啊未得之地啊，灵性还不完全。
This all means that our spirituality is still not complete.
我们还有很多的事工啊，我们还没有做到。
There are still many works we have not done yet.
啊，所以啊，我们就要努力。灵修，追求灵修进步，多多继续的做工。
And so we need to work hard to pursue the improvement in our spirituality.
啊，所以不要停，这个信仰上啊，不能够停住啊，一定要不断的前进。
So we cannot become stagnant in our faith, but we need to continue to improve.
所以说啊，不要失落我们所做的工啊。
And so we cannot fall short in our labor.
啊，能够让我们的工作啊，能够得到神的保守啊。啊，能够得到神的坚固。
And our work needs to be protected by God as well.
轰轰呼呼进神的国啊，啊能领受那个极重无比的奖赏。
And then we can enter the kingdom of God and receive the greater rewards.
我们就这样互相勉励。
This will conclude mutual encouragement.
我们来唱诗392首。
Let's sing hymn 392.
392。
392。